This is St. Louis Public Radio. The COVID-19 pandemic and the restrictions put in place to limit its spread are wreaking havoc on the mental health of many St. Louisans. The pandemic has upended the lives of people who are already seeing a therapist as well as those who are not. Many are worried about being exposed to the virus, and as Nancy Fowler reports, people are also struggling with a lack of structure and uncertainty about the future.
Stay-at-home orders have turned parents into teachers and homes into offices. People whose work takes them out into the community risk infection every day. Families are apart during birthdays, births, and deaths. And psychotherapists like Carol Robinson of St. Louis are starting to see the mental health of even well-functioning clients unravel. Their emotions run the gamut.
Frustrated, angry, depressed, and feeling trapped within my house because I cannot escape these unwanted feelings.
Robinson says many feel lethargic and unproductive.
Clients who have jobs where they make decisions all the time, they're very capable people, can't organize life so that they can get the dishes washed.
It's not unusual for people to feel unmotivated when routines go out the window. Therapist Kristen Craren of West St. Louis County says the current climate is overwhelming for many who struggle with anxiety and depression because they often have a history of feeling powerless.
Right now, powerlessness and helplessness are just running rampant.
Craren's new normal is working with adult clients the way she does with many teenagers.
Like, okay, we need to get up, you know, by 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning and, you know, brush your teeth and like put something different than your pajamas on.
Like most therapists, Craren has switched almost all of her clients to telehealth or online sessions using apps like Zoom. That's how she sees her therapist. Like many of her own patients, Craren is struggling. She's lost half her income because half her clients have stopped therapy.
Because they like just don't want to do telehealth or because they have loss of income and they can't afford therapy. And I'm basically terrified about what the future has to hold.
Terrence Strong of Tower Grove East is also scared. He and his wife own a cleaning company and were already making their way through Chapter 13 bankruptcy before the pandemic. They haven't worked at all in several weeks. To deal with his anxiety and stress, Strong writes and records songs.
Don't want to feel bad. I'm searching for hope.
But hope can be hard to find when the bills keep coming.
The IRS sent me a bill for $5,000 this month. It's right here on my desk. I'll show it to you.
Strong holds the bill up to the screen for me to see during our Zoom interview. He also owes money to his Wi-Fi provider and other utilities.
There's like this voice in my head telling me that I'm going to have to get out there and man up and not let the refrigerator get too low or not let the bill stack up too high.
Strong says he can't afford to talk with a therapist, even though he'd like to. But several organizations offer free and low-cost therapy. Marsha Bradford, who owns Diversified Health and Wellness in Kirkwood, says her organization uses a sliding scale and offers therapy at no cost to those who need it. And the need is growing.
We don't do well isolating for the most part. People are starting to panic a little bit, and the longer we're in this, the harder it's going to be for everyone.
But therapists say some people are thriving right now, like those who find that working from home gives them more control over their day, and some who consider themselves introverts. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Nancy Fowler.